Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about another practical halacha that comes up at the onset of Shabbos. So we know that at the beginning of Shabbos, there's a twilight zone called Bein HaShemashos. So it's right after Shkia, and it's a machlokes exactly how long this extends. Does it extend a half hour? Does it extend 40 minutes? Does it extend less than that? Does it extend more than that? This machlokes is exactly how long the time frame of Bein HaShemashos lasts. But it lasts between Shkia and Tzeitzak HaChavan. And this time frame is deemed to be a suffix whether or not it's considered day or night. And the question is, what's the status of Bein HaShemashos as it relates to certain halachas, and particularly the halacha of Hafrashas Challah? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos because you're like being misakein the food. You're making it edible. You're fixing it. And even though it's not physically fixing it, so it's not misakein deraisa, it's not makab patish on a deraisa level, but midrabanan, it's usher to be mafresh challah or trumas amaisras on Shabbos. The question is, if a woman, let's say, forgot to be mafresh challah and she realizes at the onset of Shabbos, so the question is, should she be mafresh Bein HaShemashos? If it's still Bein HaShemashos, maybe because it's a time frame of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and perhaps it's not even Shabbos yet, perhaps she should be allowed to be mafresh challah because it's necessary for her to eat the challah on Shabbos with this hafrasha. So what's the status of a woman who realized she forgot to be mafresh and it's Bein HaShemashos? Can she be makel and do the hafrasha during Bein HaShemashos? The Magen Avraham says that she shouldn't in Siman Reish Samech Aleph. And the question is, what does he mean? So what the Pesukim explain is as follows. And this is a very interesting, practical, halacha l'maisa, distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. When it comes to challah and Eretz Yisrael, if you weren't mafresh meiser, or you weren't mafresh challah from the food, it's tevel. You can't eat it. You cannot eat food that hasn't had Hafrashas Challah separated from it. And therefore, if a woman realizes that she wasn't yet Mafresh Challah, and it's Bein HaShemashos, because it's necessary to do the Hafrashah in order to eat the food, and she needs the food, let's say, the halacha would be that she would be allowed to be Mafresh the Challah during Bein HaShemashos if it's an Eretz Yisrael. However, challah in Chutz La'aretz is more lenient. It's not as stringent. Why? Because even when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael and Roiv of Klal Yisrael was inhabiting the land, there was never a chiyuv challah deraisa in Chutz La'aretz. There was a chiyuv challah in Eretz Yisrael at some point, and therefore, challah in Eretz Yisrael, even though today it's derabanan, is more inherently stringent than challah in Chutz La'aretz. When it comes to challah in Chutz La'aretz, even though we're mafresh challah today, and there's a chiyuv to be mafresh challah before eating bread or before eating cookies or the like, but it's not tevel. There's no isser inherently to eat the food without the hafrasha. And therefore, if a woman realizes that she forgot to be mafresh challah and it's Bein HaShemashos, she's not allowed to be mafresh the challah during Bein HaShemashos because it's not tevel. All she has to do is separate a little slice of bread, a piece of the challah, not to be eaten on Shabbos. She'll eat the rest of the challah on Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, where you don't have the isser of fixing and making something edible, she'll do the hafrasha and retroactively allow that consumption of the food on Shabbos to be permissible. So when it comes to challah and Chutz La'aretz, because she has the option of doing the hafrasha after Shabbos, because it's not tevel, that's what she should do. She should not be mafresh Bein HaShemashos. However, when it comes to challah and Eretz Yisrael, since it's tevel and you're not allowed to eat the food without the hafrasha, and there's no option of just taking aside a piece and leaving it till after Shabbos for the hafrasha, over there in Eretz Yisrael, she'll be mafresh even during Bein HaShemashos. When in fact you're in Chutz La'aretz and the hafrasha took place after Shabbos because you're not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos and you're allowed to eat it, it's not tevel. Do you make a bracha once you're mafresh on Motzei Shabbos? This is a machlekes HaPoskim. Most Paiskim hold that you do make a bracha when you're mafresh on Matei Shabbos, including the Aruch HaShulchan, the Beis Meir, and others. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is machmer. He says, don't make a bracha when that fresh is on Matei Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, one can. One can be reliant on the majority opinion and make a bracha on Matei Shabbos. But if you decide you want to be machmer because of Safak brachas, you definitely have strong grounds to rely on Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. But the main opinion is that you can make a bracha.